St. Joseph and the Penance of Daily Duty. Our Lord said, "Except you do penance, you shall all likewise perish." Luke chapter 13, verse 5. And again, "So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance." Luke chapter 15, verse 10. Penance can be difficult, intimidating, painful. When Sister Lucia of Fatima queried our Lord on this topic, his response was quite simple and something we can and must each do. Mariana Barthold, host of Signs and Secrets, explains.
In addition to the penance given to us through the sacrament of confession, after our sins have been confessed and absolved, it is a wise practice, made of our own accord, to offer to God daily penance, not only through Advent and Lent, but truly through every day of the year. In fact, our Lord told Sister Lucia of Fatima that fidelity to our daily duty is the penance which he now requires of us, saying, quote, "The sacrifice required of every person is the fulfillment of his duties in life and the observance of my law. This is the penance that I now seek and require," unquote. Now, of those words of our Lord, Sister Lucia wrote, quote, "He wishes that it be made clear to souls that the true penance he now wants and requires consists first of all in the sacrifice that each one must make to fulfill his own religious and temporal duties," unquote. And to that I will add also, of course, in our states in life. So in other words, our Lord made clear that our true penance now is our charitable and faithful fulfillment of our obligations to him and in our states in life. Dear listeners, hello and welcome. I'm Mariana Barthold, the host of Signs and Secrets, featured by the Fatima Center, now every week on Wednesday. I'm the author of Fatima, The Signs and Secrets, Guadalupe, Secrets of the Image, and the host of my own growing channel, Genesis 315. Thanks to the generosity of the Fatima Center, you will find in the description box various links to my works and to my channel. To continue, we shall find in the Holy Scriptures this concept of daily duty, for as I said in a recent episode, our Lord himself directs us, "Pick up your cross daily and follow me." First, let us consider all of the strategic difficulties and the challenges that we face every day to accomplish our daily duty as Catholics. Whether it is in making time for our daily prayers and spiritual reading, finding the availability of Mass on a holy day other than Sunday that has not been abrogated, the availability of a priest for confession, preparing our children for the sacraments, and so much more, including the practice of the five first Saturdays of Reparation. The list is almost endless. Second, and yet simultaneously, there are also the manifold responsibilities in our state in life, which is not to be confused with a job or a career. Rather, the Church maintains that the four states in life through which the faithful may be sanctified are as follows: holy matrimony, the priesthood, the religious life, and the chaste single state. All of the obligations, responsibilities, and rights of these four states should, of course, keep as their guiding light the two greatest commandments. May we remember the occasion when a Pharisee, who was a doctor of the law, tried to tempt Jesus by asking him, "Master, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like to this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments dependeth the whole law and the prophets. And that is from Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40, and again from the Douay Rheims translation of the Holy Scriptures. The love of which our Lord spoke is really charity, which is the queen of all virtues. As I've often said, today the accomplishment of our daily duty as Catholics and in our states in life involves practice of all the virtues, and often to a heroic degree. We see this heroism in the humble lives of the three Fatima children. We see it in the earthly lives of the Holy Family. But today we shall briefly look to Saint Joseph, who as guardian and chaste spouse of the Virgin and foster father to our Lord Jesus Christ, also led a hidden life of sanctity. In fact, in Matthew 1, verse 19, the Holy Ghost calls Saint Joseph a just man. Saint Joseph was a just man due to his truly humble fidelity to his daily duty to God and in his state in life. All we have to do is read in the scriptures every event in which Saint Joseph is mentioned, and we should be able to distinguish that fidelity. However, let us also consider, as we read those holy scriptures, we have not one quote from Saint Joseph. Yet how much we learn from him. While there is much that has been written about Saint Joseph, today I must limit myself to saying only the following. We can recognize in that small amount of biblical examples that tell of Saint Joseph, his absolute loyalty to God's law, and in the great difficulties of his daily duties of protecting and providing for the Virgin and Jesus, his absolute abandonment to divine providence. And so, while we have no words of Saint Joseph recorded in the New Testament, we do see his virtues in action. His actions were those of a just man, a humble man, a holy man, who recognized that God entrusted to him the care of the promised Messiah and his Virgin Mother. In all of the small or great matters and the hurdles in his life, Saint Joseph justly fulfilled his daily duty to God and in his state in life. We remember, too, that in 1917, at the Miracle of the Sun, in fact, as it commenced, the Fatima children together saw three visions in succession. The first one included Saint Joseph, as Sister Lucia described him in her memoirs. Quote, "We beheld Saint Joseph with the child Jesus and Our Lady robed in whites with a blue mantle beside the sun. Saint Joseph and the child Jesus appeared to bless the world, for they traced the sign of the cross with their hands." Unquote. Such is the honor which God gives to his foster father, Saint Joseph, who, as we must always remember, the Holy Ghost calls a just man. That said, in consideration of the thought and the practice of daily duty, again, in our obligations to God and in our states in life, let us not forget a famous quote from Saint Teresa of Avila, who, by the way, held a great devotion to Saint Joseph. As she wrote in her timeless work, The Interior Castle, "We shouldn't build castles in the air. The Lord doesn't look so much at the greatness of our works as at the love with which they are done. And if we do what we can, His Majesty will enable us each day to do more and more, provided that we do not quickly tire. But during the little while this life lasts, and perhaps it will last a shorter time than each thinks, let us offer the Lord interiorly and exteriorly the sacrifice we can. His Majesty will join it with that which He offered on the cross to the Father for us. Thus, even though our works are small, they will have the value of our love for Him would have merited had they been great." As our Lord Himself made clear, our prayers and our good works should be kept between God and ourselves. This is His counsel, not only during Lent, but throughout our lives. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, we hear on this matter from our Lord himself. Take heed that you do not your justice before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you shall not have a reward of your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when thou dost an almsdeed, sound not a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be honored. Amen. I say to you, they have received their reward. But when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father, who seeth in secret, will repay thee. And when ye pray, ye shall not be as the hypocrites, that love to stand and pray in the synagogues and corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But thou, when thou shalt pray, enter into thy chamber, and having shut the door, pray to thy Father in secret, and thy Father, who seeth in secret, will repay thee. And that is from Matthew 6, verses 1 through 6. Once again, a note in the Douay Rheims translation of the Holy Bible explains the words, your justice, that is, works of justice. In other words, fasting, prayer, and almsdeeds, which ought to be performed not out of ostentation or a view to please men, but solely to please God. May we remember and do that. What we want to do is to solely please God. And when we do that which Our Lady of the Rosary asks of us through the Fatima message, even as we remember and imitate the edifying examples of the three Fatima children who were so highly favored by the Mother of God. Finally, please allow me to share this reminder that you are invited to join me every Wednesday for more episodes of Science and Secrets here on the Fatima Center channel. Until the next time, may God bless you, and may Our Lady Mary keep you and yours under her starry mantle. Salve, Regina.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. We invite you to participate in the Fatima Center's 100 by 100 First Saturday Challenge. Sign up and find out more at our website, fatima.org/100by100. And please help the Fatima Center accomplish its mission to make the full message of Our Lady of Fatima known, understood, loved, and obeyed by all. Support Our Lady's Apostolate with your prayers and a monthly donation. Make it part of your regular tithe, and also by sharing Fatima resources with others. All this can be found at our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. May God reward you. Saint Francisco and Saint Jacinta, pray for us. Lady of the Rosary, pray for us.